Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, September 27th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell, and here are the headlines. UWP Senator Isaac Baptiste is of the firm opinion that Dominica needs to have its own airline service. Suriname to invest US $1.2 billion in energy and infrastructure. And US election, Trump-Clinton duel sees sparks fly. The news is brought to you, compliments, DigiCell. The details of these and more stories after this.
The highly anticipated return of the world's greatest Creole cultural interaction. The 19th World Creole Music Festival explodes at the Wings of Export Stadium on the Creole Mecca Rosa, October 20th, 29th and 30th, 2016. On Friday, October 20th, 8 p.m., the government of Dominica and Discover Dominica Authority present Zouk Megastars Legamisha Zouk. Also, Nigerian Afrobeat sensation Timaya. Also, Jamaican dancehall crown prince Popcorn. Send me over the. Not forgetting kings of Kadans, lips of music, Midnight Groovers. And the Buyo legends, original Buyo pioneers. Not forgetting compa hitmakers, Criolla. And the Buyo MVPs, the Triple K International. When I come in the jam, all I want is woman. Nightly tickets 120 EC. Season tickets 325 EC. Yeah. Three nights of pulsating rhythms and nostalgic Creole experience. Hey. Dominica's World Creole Music Festival, where people meet. Yes. Sam Mizicano. This advert was brought to you with the kind compliments of DigiCell.
Welcome back. In news this morning, UWP Senator Isaac Baptiste is of the view that Dominica needs its own airline service. Baptiste says an express service would greatly enhance air access to Dominica and would increase visitor arrivals to the island.
I recall about two sessions ago, I mentioned in the House of Assembly exactly what Sam is saying, that the fact that we need a Dominica-based airline, recognizing that we have 9 international airports, 8 south, I think, and 9 north of Dominica. And what you need is either what he referred to it as shuttle service. I refer to it as express service between these airports to Dominica, so that you can improve and provide better air access into the country. And what the way he has suggested to be approached is the right way. And when I mentioned in the House of Assembly, the Attorney General tried to make fun out of me. Oh, Dominica, this airline. You must do that because you cannot depend on Riyadh. Riyadh has too many islands to serve and cannot serve the needs of Dominica only. In fact, if you are able to develop properly a Dominica-based airline providing direct air service, non-stop service between Dominica and some of the international airports north and south of Dominica, Riyadh might find that they might want to use Dominica as a base in terms of their operation.
And you've just heard UWP Senator Isaac Baptiste. In more news this morning, the government of Dominica says it is committed to small business development here on island. Minister for Commerce, Enterprise and Small Business Development Rosalind Paul says over the last 2 years, $500,000 has been given to small manufacturers here. Paul says this year, $356,000 is pending approval from Cabinet to provide financing for machinery and equipment for manufacturing business.
As a government, our concerted efforts and public-private sector partnership continue. The data shows that the ministry, over the Ministry of Commerce, Enterprise and Small Business Development, over the last 2 years, have given assistance to small manufacturers in the amount of approximately $500,000. These include the Dominica Essential Oils and Spices Cooperative in the amount of $100,000 for restoration of some of their traditional distilleries. It also includes support to arts arts and craft producers, agro-processors, garment manufacturers, and furniture makers. Presently, we have for this financial year, and more specifically, the month of September, $356,000 pending approval from Cabinet for support to machinery and equipment to manufacturing businesses.
Meanwhile, she says the ministry is continuing training for various persons within the manufacturing industry.
The ministry also continues to have strategic training for small business clients in various districts in Dominica over the last 2 years. And this includes all of the clients who are agro-processors and manufacturers. The ministry, in collaboration with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Chinese Embassy here in Dominica, has been able to facilitate the participation of several micro and small businesses to attend training in China in food processing and preservation technology, jewelry making techniques for developing countries, paper cutting and traditional folk handcraft production for developing countries, and more recently, four others have benefited from bamboo craft. We at the ministry have also supported three enterprise owners to participate in a business leadership training program implemented by the University of the West Indies and the Dominica Agricultural Industry. And
that was Minister for Commerce, Enterprise and Small Business Development, Rosalind Paul. Now, 50 more people have been added to the community component of the National Employment Program. Men and women of the Puget Savan constituency signed contracts last Thursday and will be employed in cleanup and beautification, care of the elderly, and as cooks at the Bagatelle Primary School. MP for the constituency, Dr. Kenneth Daru, is urging his constituents to take their employment seriously.
I would, of course, like to appeal to all the intent under this program to do good, to do well. It's an opportunity to take pride in yourself, your community, because I said most of them would be engaged in cleanup and beautification programs within the various communities. Bagatelle would have a crew assigned to Bagatelle and a separate crew to Fusenjan, knowing the dynamics of the two different villages, to the Dubik community, the new Dubik settlement, Pishley, and also Bellevue Chopin. Now, in addition to this, they also provided with some basic tools to assist them in the program, including swipers for grass cutting, rakes, wheelbarrows, etc.
And that was MP for the Petite Savan constituency, Dr. Kenneth Daru. In more news this morning, General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Mr. Thomas Later, is concerned about the absence of zonal institutions within political administrations here in Dominica. Later believes this idea would enhance and reinforce democracy and allows districts to engage in meaningful discussions of issues pertaining to nation building. He says political parties should be challenged to organize themselves in a manner that facilitates zonal structuring.
Is the absence of zonal structures within political organizations? I think political parties need to organize people, organize their membership, and then you have them zoned. So you have this, let's say the southern zone, the north, the east, the west, or whether you want to have different zones where people can meet on a district level. The party can meet, or the parties can meet, or parties can meet on a district level and look at some of the issues.
General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Mr. Thomas Later. Now, former Agriculture Minister Atherton Mate says, although he commends the Ministry of Health for publicly recognizing September as Caribbean Wellness Month, that by itself is not enough. The former Agriculture Minister is of the view that wellness and healthy living must be a lifestyle and should be embraced every day.
For us to mark the issue of health with a wellness month. But wellness is 24/7, as we all know. It's 12 months a year, 52 weeks a year. And increasingly, people are realizing that wellness is a function of lifestyle. If you find that you want to eat food or foods that you see advertised without having any idea as to what has gone into growing or preparing or manufacturing or processing the food, shouldn't surprise you if you start coming down with all sorts of funny chronic non-communicable diseases, hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, and so forth. So we do have some control over our wellness. We can decide to try to eat well, eat healthy. Try to drink, not just pink water or blue water or green water in plastic bottles sold in stores. Try to drink water. Try to drink juice, fresh juice. Try to exercise. Try to walk.
Former Agriculture Minister Atherton Mate. In more news, need a wheelchair? Then this is your lucky week. The Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities and the Church of Latter-day Saints have teamed up with the Dominica Red Cross in an effort to provide 100 persons with wheelchairs, according to DAPD Executive Director Nathalie Murphy. The project begins on Tuesday, September 27th, 2016, and will go through to Friday, September 30th, 2016. Murphy says while the project occurs for this week only, persons will still be able to acquire wheelchairs in the future as part of the project through the collaboration of the Red Cross and the DAPD.
We are planning an appeal out there to anyone who is in need of a wheelchair to get in touch with the Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities or the Dominica Red Cross Society, because we have over 100 wheelchairs on island that we want to distribute to wheelchair users. The project, as I said, is a joint one. We, as well as the Red Cross, will be involved in the assessment of persons, and then thereafter, even after the weekend, people who are in need of wheelchairs can visit the Red Cross after they have been assessed by us or the Red Cross, and they can acquire a wheelchair.
You've just heard statements from DAPD Executive Director Nathalie Murphy. Now, Attorney Ronald Charles is encouraging citizens to adhere to Dominica's constitution, as this is the supreme law of the land whereby social order can be maintained. Charles is of the view that societies whose leaders ignore the constitution create the stage for lawlessness in a country.
The law of the land is within this, the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and it is very, very important that persons get an understanding of it. Because if we were to look at under the fundamental rights, and you hear people talk about it all the time, there's a famous case, for example, I believe it's the Theodore case, which, for example, a simple element where government may decide, because government can decide to acquire any piece or portion of land that it wants. But even the Constitution speaks of the importance of when the government does that. The term that they use is compulsory acquisition. And under the fundamental rights, which is the first chapter of the Constitution, you look at the protection from depredation of property. And Section 6 would say no property of any description shall be compulsory taken possession of, and no interest in right over property of any description shall be compulsory acquired, except where provision is made by the law applicable to that taking of possession, or acquisition for the payment within a reasonable time of adequate compensation.
Attorney at law Ronald Charles. In more news this morning, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. Sorry, we apologize for that technical difficulty there. In more news this morning, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt is expressing concern over what he described as a gradual abdication of responsibilities by various sectors of society. Addressing the official opening of the Newtown Primary School on Monday, Mr. Skerritt called for a rededication to the well-being of children by parents and other sectors of society.
I have seen over the years that there is a gradual abdication of responsibilities by various sectors in our society. And we cannot leave the education of our children solely to the schools. Every one of us, the clergy, the business community, the teachers, the parents, the Ministry of Education, all of us Every one of us has a part to play in education of our children. And if one of those institutions in society is failing on its responsibility, then we will have students falling through the cracks. So I want to call on us here while we celebrate this edifice, while we celebrate and we thank the government of the People's Republic of China for this most distinguished gift to us, we need to ensure that we show gratitude to them by the successes which come out from this institution.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister issued a warning to parents to make education a priority in their homes. He said, "It is through education that we will get our children out of poverty."
I say to parents that at our homes, we must ensure that we let our children know, and indeed our neighbors know, that education is a priority at our homes. We must not leave our children without the needs to take advantage of the access to education and spend our money on a 50-inch screen television from a service provider in Dominica. We cannot say that we do not have monies to buy a textbook, but we have a smartphone cost $2,700. We cannot say that we are too busy to come to PTA meetings and to collect our children's report books, and then we spend 3 nights in the Windsor Park Stadium at festival. And because I want to see every one of our children do well in this country.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. In more news, with a soft loan of US $1.8 billion from the Islamic Development Bank, ISDB, Suriname will invest $1.2 billion from that sum to finance a series of more than 40 projects in energy and infrastructure as part of President Desi Bouterse's government's framework for the Stabilization and Restoration Program 2016-2018. Meanwhile, the government, in an official press release late on Friday, asserted that Suriname is above its 2016 fiscal targets and is committed to an International Monetary Fund agreement to stabilize their economy. And the two U.S. presidential candidates have clashed over jobs, terrorism, and race in a bitter television debate. The attacks turned personal as Republican Donald Trump accused his rival Hillary Clinton of not having the right temperament to be president. Meanwhile, Mrs. Clinton baited Mr. Trump by pointing out that he refuses to release his tax returns. The New York showdown could be the most watched debate in TV history with up to 100 million viewers. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. UWP Senator Isaac Baptiste is of the firm opinion that Dominica needs to have its own airline service. Suriname to invest US $1.2 billion in energy and infrastructure. And U.S. election, Trump-Clinton duel, six seas sparks fly. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of DigiCell. Remember, if you've missed any of our news packages, you can log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your IR reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.